not much, just working on some school stuff. How are you?
Oh, fine. I'm just sitting here watching TV.
I need you to tell the story of getting kicked out of Christian Brothers. Do you
really?
Remember? Do you remember it?
Yeah. I mean, I'll never. It's indelible. So I had to go into the principal's office, the vice principal. Brother Ronald was his name, and he had always been pretty aggressive, so he's talking to me and so on, and I'm just standing there looking at him and so on, and he's chewing me down and so on, and next thing you know, he slaps me across the face. So I had my hands bundled up and fists into my side. I didn't raise my fist. I had them down at my side and so on. He says, if you don't unclench your fist, you're out of here. And I didn't unclench him fast enough, and he threw me out.
So what was the reason he called you into his office?
I was at summer school, and we were playing around in one of the classrooms, and I was called in.
Oh, so you weren't doing what you were supposed to?
I wasn't blameless.
So he wasn't just smacking you around because you're a good guy.
No, but they were able to do that then, at that time. It could be physical. They could test you.
Yeah, and why were you in summer school?
Just taking summer school class. I don't remember what it was now.
Was it because you failed during the school year?
No, it wasn't. It was just I was taking a class in summer school just to be taking a class, as I remember.
Oh. Probably to keep your mother sane, keep you out of trouble.
That's part of it, too.
So when you had to go home and tell your mom what happened, what did she say?
Well...
Or in your dad.
I don't remember that part. I know they weren't. I know she wasn't happy and so on. But then I went to Hiram Johnson and I just screwed around for the whole year.
And then what, 50 years later, they give you an honorary diploma because you gave money to the school, basically?
Well, yes. And I, truthfully, because all my friends had been there. And I knew everybody and so on. And I contributed a lot of time and money and energy to Christian Brothers when Ricky was involved there. And so I got an honorary diploma.
Yes, I remember that I was there.
Well, I always felt that was it. I never thought of Hiram Johnson as anything, just a stopping place, but I didn't do anything at Hiram Johnson. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, compared to Christian Brothers, I'm sure it wasn't a hard place to be for school.
In fact, this Tuesday, we're having a luncheon for Christian Brothers guys. Myself and another guy put together, we're going to have it over at the Espanol.
Oh, the Slow Breathers Club?
Yeah, so what?
At least it's not didn't you just recently go to the Pheasant Club for something?
Well, no, but we've been going to the Espanol.
Yeah.
Because it's got more room, and we're going about once a month.
Well, at least it's not the Pheasant Club. That place will kill you, their food.
Well, I went to the Pheasant Club a couple weeks ago with Ben Chank.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought you had been recently.
Maybe you lost
your mind and forgot that you were so sick after you ate it.
Well, I had to. I had the steak sandwiches. I mean, you can't do those wrong, and they sure are good.
Yeah.
So how's things with you?
Oh, fine. It's just been raining here the last couple days, so I've been just staying inside, getting, you know, as much work done as I can.
Well, we were raining here, too.
But I bet it's not as cold as it is here.
You can bet on that.
Yeah, it was 28 degrees the other night. It's pretty cold.
No, it's not that cold. In fact, I think it was 71 yesterday.
Oh, no. It's been in the 40s.
It was kind of muggy or whatever. So how are the kids?
They're good. They just ate dinner. Now they're laying back at my feet. You know, they haven't been able to go out as much because it's been raining the last few days. So they've been cooped up in the house, which, you know, they don't enjoy. But there's not much I can do about it.
I went to a knitting class, and I'm... sitting here by myself, and Oliver's sleeping in the chair next to him in the sitting room.
Oh, wow, you finally made it outside of your bedroom.
Well, the truth of it is the TV set's broken. I pressed some buttons on it. Your mother hasn't been well for a couple of days, so I haven't asked her to fix it. And so I've been coming in here. All of this is just buttons. I'm just pushing the right buttons.
I can tell you probably exactly which button to push. Dummy.
So, but that way it gets me. I mean, I'm sitting in a chair rather than laying on the bed. Just watching a football game, Notre Dame and Miami.
Well, that sounds fun. All right, well, I have to get back to doing this. I just needed that story for my book.
It's one of the most regretful things I ever did. And I didn't. I really didn't do anything aggressive at all. Like, at that time, I didn't mind fighting and stuff like that. But I didn't do anything to earn that.
What was your reputation before going in there?
Probably a loudmouth. I think I was a funny guy, and I just don't know. It's been too long ago. But I didn't do a lot of fighting the Christian Brothers. I did all mine more on the streets.
Yeah, but don't you think maybe that stuff gets back around?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure, but
I don't think you were known as an angel.
The brothers could smack you around then at that time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't the only guy, not just this one time, but I wasn't the only guy that got hit around.
Well, you know, you're Mr. Rebel, so maybe if you had unclenched your fists a little bit faster, it wouldn't have happened.
If I had to do it over again, I'd have done it in 1 second.
Yeah.
But I can't change it.
Oh, well. Well, you know,
okay, baby.
Brother Ronald, he's the one that got the short end of the stick, because I'm sure he's dead now.
He is. I think it's been quite a while, but he's not with us anymore.
Yeah. All right, well, did you know they're having a UFC fight night in Sacramento?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
They're having a UFC fight night in Sacramento in December.
Well, and I saw, what's his name, retired too.
Well, it's going to be his last fight. He's fighting in UFC. They're having it at the new arena. And that's going to be his last fight. I mean, he's retiring.
It's not Arco Arena anymore. But.
No, it's not even at Arco. The one in downtown, the Golden One Center. The new. Yeah.
Well, we lost one basketball game and won one basketball game.
Yeah, I saw that. I followed it. We lost by 8 stupid points, too. I mean, it's so dumb.
Yeah, we played San Antonio. We did really good, but on the fourth quarter, they beat them up.
Yeah. Oh, well. Alright, well, enjoy watching TV in the sitting room for once.
I will do it.
Alright, I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.